Today's topic we'll be talking about Bat Chodosh in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz. The Torah Gresha says in this week's Pasha, in this past week's Pasha, Pasha's Emor, V'lechem, V'koli, V'kamel, V'seichu, Ad Etzim Yom Hazeh, Ad Aviyachem, Etkoban Elokeichem. And we learn from this pasuk that there's an issa achila of eating the grains that grew after in last past year after Akoros Ayma of the year before until they bring the Ayma of this year. The Gemara Menachos and the same thing. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Arachayim Sof Siman Tov Peites. And in your day, Sim Reit Sadi Gimel, that in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat from any new crop until Matzoi Yon Tazayin Nissen. And the Chutz La'aretz, you have to wait until Yudzayin, until the end of Yudzayin Nissen. In Emerson, it's a rule in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Tamidim Musafim, in Perek Zayin Malach Yigimel, Bizman Beis Hamidish was around. And you lived in Eretz Yisrael that time. It wasn't only us to eat Chodosh, but also us to cut the crops of the Chamesh Yisminim before they brought the Ayma. You know, you couldn't even cut the crops until after you brought the, like it says in the Pasuk, Reishis Ketzichem. So the first seer had to first be from the Ayma, what they brought to the Karban Ayma. And then after it's only then allowed to cut the crop. That's the time Beis Midrash was around. What about this man there? Are you allowed to cut or not? There's a machlekes ha-paiskim. If you're allowed in Eretz Yisrael, the chutz la'aretz is no problem. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a big machlekes in the paiskim. If you're allowed to cut the crops before Tazayin Nissen. Why? Because Meheri born in Beis HaMikdash. There's a tshuva in Mishkan Es Yaakov in Yerodea Simen Samuel Zion. And the same thing speaks out the Sfas Emes in Menachos. And that fine Aleph or Aleph, and also the Pesach Tzifrank, the Tzifrank Frank in the Koy Kodesh on Pesach in Chelik Beis Sim Samachay, he brings out from this vice also from the Shita Mekabetzis and Menachos Pedalam Aleph. They hold that you're not allowed to cut even Bezman Hazeh. You're not allowed to cut any crops in Eretz Yisrael before Tzayin Nissen, even though it's not Beis Hamikdash, because with this you're about to Reishis Ketzichem. And the same thing speaks out the Shagasaya in Dina Chodesh and Siman Dalet, Vav and Ches. He says that he needed as we write by Kol Zayma. So in Mela, even as Man Azeh, you're not to cut Netz Sol. However, there are Shash in Menachos, and Daf, and now from Rauf, he holds, as Man Azeh, since there's no Beis HaMikdash, and even as Netz Sol, you're allowed to cut before Tazayin Nissen. Mikroi Kodesh ends off when he brings down this Machlaikis. Mikroi Kodesh ends off the mice in Eretz Yisrael is not Negeya. Why? Because it's all the when they plant the crops in Eretz Yisrael, usually they plant there's no shadow from Kodesh. The way the planting is done in Eretz Yisrael in America could be a problem, but in Eretz Yisrael there's no problem because they planted the beginning of winter and only they cut the wheat only after Pesach. So really it's not Negeya. It's just the Shaila, do you say Bizman is there or not, but the Maisa, it's not Negeya. Right. The Pasuk ends off, Chokas Eilam L'Dayei Seichem. When it talks about the Issa Chodesh, it says Chokas Eilam L'Dayei Seichem, the Chomash V'Seichem. So, this Machlaikas in Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav, but what does it mean, the Chomash V'Seichem? It's going on, it's also going. This Chodesh is also on Chutz La'aretz also, or it's only talking about after Yerusha Yeshiva, after they capture Eretz Yisrael and divide up the land in Eretz Yisrael, only then starts the Mitzvah Chodesh. So if I say from that part of the Pasuk, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, if Chodesh is not in Chutz La'aretz also or not. The Mechaber holds in Arachai and Siman Tov Pei Tes and Sif Yud that you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh Bizman Hazeh. And it's mashma from the Mechaber, he said he's not Mechalik, that the mitzvah of Chodesh is not Zayin Eretz Yisrael and Zayin Chutz La'aretz. The Mechaber, in your idea in Simeray Sadi Gimel Sivveis, is this before? She says it clearly. Is this is a Russian? Is a Chadash Nayeg, Ben Be'eretz, Ben Bechotzad, Ben Bishal Yisrael, Ben Bishal Akum. It's no nafkimina to Yid and a guy who belongs to, no nafkimina at Yisrael Chutzad. It's not Mr. Toy Bart, it's Nargo Issa Chadash. So Mela, any crop that's planted after Pesach, you're not allowed to use it until the Kol Moed was bought. That's the Shita Samachada. And the same thing, and Chadashita. That's the Shita of the Rif, the Rosh, and the Sefer Kama and Kedushin, and the Rambam, the Hilchos Maschor, the Suris, Pagyur Halacha Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch mentioned, and the Be'agra in Yeridea, over there, speaks out clearly, it's all Menatea. And same thing speaks to Rabban and Chumash, Rabban and this past Pasha, Pasha's Emma, Perich of Gimel Pasik Yedalad, and also in Pasha's Masay, and Perich Lamed Hei Pasik Choftes. And same thing speaks out to Nebi Hudim Adur Tinyana, in Arachayim Simon Pei Zayin, same thing. And same thing, Chaim Kaneski says, "Bizam Hashem the Chazanish held that's up. It's min haTorah, and it's not exciting at Yisrael and Sain Chutzlaretz." There's an interesting gra. The Vilna Gaon in his pirush on Shulchan Aruch over there in Yeridea, he says strong words. Someone who doesn't keep Chadash, he says, "Tzoris Gadol." Those who people say that's not Noigel Chutzlaretz is making it's a Tzalosh and a Gra. Tzoris Gadol. They cry, he kibu akad kadoin. They've already, the hikak akadoin, they've already hit him on his head, whatever it is, and they slugged him up. He says, very strong Lashainis against people who are making on Chadash and Chutzlaretz. Which is not the derech of the Gra, usually. If he argues, but he doesn't go and knock the other side that disagrees with him. So I saw in the Tzaretz Mima, Pashas Emar, and Perik, Chav Gimel, Pasik Yudalit, and Ice, Memchas, he is, there's not the Derech to go to write like this. The Derech with his Midas Shumais, and Midas Chacham, there's not a Derech to talk like that. So he says, Ulai, he says, maybe the why the Grawers wrote such strong with shyness, which is not usual for him, because since it's Dava Matzoi, and people aren't keeping the halacha, and so again, God, Kali saw that Nishl on this, so Mela, he went his yard to Medaka Kurdish, and that's why he said very strong words. This is what the Torah Tzvim says to explain the strong words of the Gra. This is a Chuvas Harash. The Rush in Kal Beis Simal Aleph brings down Rabbeinu Baruch. One of his Shainim, Rabbeinu Baruch, Rabbeinu Sessa, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Midaraisa, and Chutzlaretz is Rabbanan. The Pnei Yeshua in Kuntas Achron in Kedushin is Maisif. According to those Shitas of Chadash and Chutzlaretz is Rabbanan, so therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, if it belongs to a guy, it'd be Mutter. Why? Because if according to Shitas of Ben Barach in Eretz Yisrael, it's Tavli Mashvei Seichem. So Meir Dafka is Mashvei Yisrael. But if it's a guy, in that Tzavufa, there won't be no Yisrael Chadash. It's a Chiddush Gadol of Pnei Yeshua, and I don't think anyone accepts that sack. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says clearly, HaShulchan Yeridea, in Reish Sadi Gimel, Sifkan Yigimel, he says, the Sheet of Tzitz is Kedushin, Midrabanan, the Yisrael Chadash of a guy is, in that Yisrael, is still Yisrael Midrabanan. That's why he brings a rise from Tzitz. So Maisa, in that Yisrael, the Issa Chadash applies, it's the right according to come on, all Shitas Rishainim, side by Yid, it's by Yid, Sichas the right. And by Goy, the Shaila, but since the price came into Snag, even by belongs to Goy, Goy has property in Yisrael, and he plants there some crap, still the Issa Chadash is not with Chalpachas Midrabanan. But now, since we're living in Chutzlaretz, so we'll talk about the Chutzlaretz here in Chutzlaretz, is there any to be makbid in Chadash or not? There are a number of sheetahs that talk about what's the heter in Chutzlaretz. There are more in Yeridea, in Reish Sadi Gimel brings down, he wants to matter that there's no problem with Chadash and Chutzlaretz. Why? Out Sveik Sveika. What's the suffix? The suffix is the Shechita. We don't know. You go in the store, you buy yourself a 2 pound bread. You don't know where it's from, or when it's from. It could be from the past year. It could be from this year. And also, maybe the suffix is also if in the shtash before Pesach or after Pesach. So maybe by him it's a sveksveka, and since it's a sveksveka, so maybe you can make a chutzos. Yeah, shaylus if the in the achrayim they talk about the sveksveka of the Ramah. We kveg es the kasha on this. If we kveg es the kasha on the Ramah, what kind of sveksveka? It's only one suffix. What's the difference if it's this year or last year? What's the difference before Pesach? It's a shaylus if it's last year, this year. So it's all one suffix. And by the tzarchin, and on this darach hashulchan. And Sifkat Tazayin is a Tehet, the Tzvad is two Svekas. Why? Because it's a Shana Shava, you don't bring the Aimer, only from this year you bring. And the current Svek is, whatever it is in Nafkamina between the Svekas, it's a very cold day Svek. That's what the Chashulchan answers Kirek's Kasha. However, the Amor, even though Amor says the Heta of the Zman is a Svek, however, the Paiskim say it's that Heta is not Negayos today. Because the Shach speaks out in Sifkat Vav. And the Taz of Sifkot and Gimel, that if you know right of this min, Tzvur was in the Shtash before the Aima, it's Asa. And there's no Svek-Sveka. And the Chal, in America, the place can speak out. In America, the Chal, it's easy to inquire where the wheat. If someone knows anything about wheat, you can look at the bag of the wheat with the symbols on it, with the stamp on it. You can tell it's from this year or last year, the people who know the codes. So there's no suffix, easy to find out. And besides, there's a group of Rabbanim in Muncie. They give out Rabbi Herman and so on. They send out a list. This and this thing was planted then. They send out every year. Those who want to be Makdir Chodesh, you can know exactly anything about any type of the wheats that are on the market. That's so the Hetas of the Ramah does not in America does not apply. The Bach comes out with a big Kiddush. He was Mechadish in Chutzlaretz. He says that the Issa Chadash in Chutzlaretz is only by Yisrael. Or by God, there's no Issa at all. So maybe the wheat today that planted, let's say in America, it was in Iowa, some in New Jersey, but their cloud, it's all owned by Goyim. So in Vela, there's no Issa of a cloud. It's only something that belongs to Yid. And he says, he came up with the Schiddish and the died for more like that, and he says he's Matziah the Schiddish. The Bach writes this in the Shechonach. He writes this, he's Matziah this, it's fun of the Maral. He told us to the Maral Meprag and other Gedalim, and they want everyone, no one is Saisa. No one said he was wrong. And in the Chuas Bach, the Bach has a Chuas Sefer called Chuas Bach, and Chuas Bach HaChadoshes, and Simon Ches, he says further, not only they want Saisa him, they were all minded to him. That is right. And the Bach writes even further. We look in the Tshuva, writes even further. That someone who wants to be machzor himself, he shouldn't be knowing this Issa only in his own house. But let's say he goes to a Suda, where Tamir Chom are sitting there, and the serving food there that might be a problem of Chodesh, it's also to be knowing in front of them, Lissa. And certainly, people who are bigger than him. The Avni Nezer writes in Chashem Mishpat, in Simon Kuf Tezvav, he says, in the house of Lublin, they were known to be Mekel Gami, like the Shita Sabach. That's the Shita Bach. But not everyone holds like that. The Taz in Sifkot and Gimel argues on the Bach, and he says, there's no Hetzah by a guy. When they said it's Asa, they want the Chal to need in a guy. And the Sandy speaks out in the Shach and Sifkot and it's not also chutzot. And the same thing speaks out in Shagasaye in Kudjus Chodesh. He has in the back of the safe, he has a whole Kudjus on Chodesh. And over there in Simon Beis, he says, this Chodesh is not chutzot, and it's like a mitzvah, she'en it's with Baritz. So maybe it's not by Goyim also. So maybe they argue on the Shita Sabach. So that's the second Shita. The third Shita is the Taz. The Taz in Yodea, Sifkot Dalad says the reason why Chodesh is Mutar Chotzaretz, it says because it's a Shas Tzchak. Since it's a Ikea, the Chiv is Lachem, all the time, what do you eat? You eat bread. Bread and water, bread and milk. If you could afford it, you had butter also. But the people were very poor. So now, since that's the kechis of the people, so now, kisanach, and since the bach sana and the shitas of Elaza, which is a das yachlus arz and the chachamim, you give sanach on that shita. That's the shita taz. However, nekudas hakesef over there in Yodea argues and says, since chadish is isim atayah, there's no hat to shasat chak. Shasat chak, you find sometimes you make or buy the rabbanans. But on Isurit or Isis, you don't find him Shasat Chakimata. And send the Raisa to Beisilo, which is a parish inside of Shulchan Aruch, right Faiskim, Ashalaikataz, and send the Rashi Machad, and said, because the Machad is Machalik, he says, the Machad says clearly that it's also side by Eretz Chutz Aruch, it's not Machalik. So Maisa, Ladina, most Faiskim disagree with the Taz also. The fourth Shita is a Magan Avram. The Magan Avram is in Tav Pei Tes in Yerdea, in Sifkat and Vav. The Magan Avram says, he holds like Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch, it says that Chutz Aretz, since it's only Jabbanan, so maybe they were Geyser, and Rabbeinu Baruch writes, they were only Geyser, only Mekaymes HaSmuchim Lass Yisrael, only communities that are called Teretz Yisrael. The line of Kermit HaRechikim. So Marshall, what's called Teretz Yisrael? I would say Egypt, Lebanon, the countries around Eretz Yisrael. Whether in Europe or Koshkin America, which is a lot further from Eretz Yisrael, and so certainly South America, probably in Asia also, which is far from Eretz Yisrael, the Kermit HaRechikim, it should be okay. Since it's Shaykh, what season, why these guys are? The Benny Baruch says, because in Shaykh, they'll be marked with, since Eretz Yisrael, you mix it with the wheat from Eretz Yisrael. Since you live, close to Eretz Yisrael, so you'll be marked with it with Eretz Yisrael. The same thing speaks out, Ladina. This is the Magalom Shita. The same thing speaks out, Jarach HaShulchan, in Yeridea, in Simirach Sadigimel, Sifkat, in Yates, the Chafalof. You have three Sifan on this. And he says, Ladina, we pass with the Magen Avraham. And so Mela, Chutz La'aretz, in Europe and America, certainly is no problem. And Sending speaks out the Shas HaShuvos, Chalkos Yayev, in Yeridea, in Siman Lama Gimel. The Chalkos Yayev of Maisef, that since, he's Maisef, since, in Chutz La'aretz, all the Rabbanim, so Vade, he can use the Vach as a sniff. That's not knowing by God. So certainly you can use it as a sniff. And then he ends off the Chakas Yarev, the Vachas Anoik and Chutzlots. Same thing speaks out to Pnei Yeshua in Kuntjes Achren and in Sech Tekdushin. He passed his Ladina like the Smog Avram. So Neva, Ladina, in Europe and in America, there's no problem with Pam HaChodesh. And now this seems the Velt HaSemechan on this Smog Avram. That's the Smog Avram. Everyone says the other Ben Abarach. So, without the son Rocco. However, it's not Poshet. It's not Poshet. Why? The Magen Avraham, who's the Rosh HaMakilim, we mentioned Magen Avraham, he ends off, and he says, what's Evshet to be Machma, he should be Machma. That's how the Magen ends off. And today, people know, easy to find out. And the Chal, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, in Sifkat and Memhei, In a tough pay test of Sifkat Memhei, he says, even it's aimed at the day of Limchas Viyara Mekilim, Mikom Rokon, Baal Nefesh, Vayismach, Alatayim Alolo. They should not be serving on the Seter, and you have serving on the Seterim, Vyachma, 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 and Shemachma, whatever you can. Can you have the Dirt of Rishainim, who is the Rice of Chogamna? Many Shittas Rishainim hold, it's the Rice. He brings on the Framam, the Gor, he brings on the Shittas Rishainim. That's Mamish at the Raisa, even the Chutz La'aretz. So maybe even the Mishnah Berurah said, brings down the Magen Avraham, but he ends up that if he is offered to be Machma, he should be Machma. And same thing, the Chofetz Chaim writes again in the Sefer Mitzvah Zakata. I don't know if you know, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a small Sefer called Sefer Mitzvah Zakata, where there's all the mitzvahs that are Noeg Bizman Azeh. He took out all the mitzvahs and gave Kabbonis and so on. And he has all the mitzvahs Noeg Bizman Azeh. So he brings down the Mitzvah Chodesh, and he brings it down in Light Sester Kuf Aleph, he brings down that you're not allowed to eat, you have to be Makban Chodesh, even in Chutz La'aretz. the Chassam Sofer in our Chaim Siman Tezvav brings down his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler was noig in his shul on the second day of Sukkot. They did not call the Levi to the Kriyas HaTorah, because of that they read Pasha's Emor, and in Levi they read the Pasha of Chodesh. So they made sure the Levi who got the Aliyah was Zohar Chodesh, because at that time they read that Pasuk. There's also another Tshuva Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, in your day of Sim Yutes, he says, V'kama tochu liyashiv minik heta chodesh. How much did we matriach to matri the mitzah, the heta of chodesh, if they're aima? V'akol liyashiv minik. I mean, kol mokom, bal nefesh yachish latzmoy. So, bal nefesh should be machma. I saw in the Sefer Mishnah Alochus from Menashe Klein, in Chedek Beis, in Sim Resh Tezvav, he says further, even when he finished this Pasha, when he read, but you read Pasha's Emor middle of the year, also you should be Zohar not to give someone an Aliyah when they read the Pasha, over the Chassam Sofer says they were Makbid on Yontif, but he was, says you should be Makbid when you read Pasha's Emor, like you read this Shabbos, you should not call up someone to the Torah to who's not Makbid Chodesh to read this Pesukim. Yes.
Why is it on the kosher consumer to go to Dika on the Hefsher? There's a Hefsher on it.
But that's on the clock. I guess the Tzomich on the Sheet is Armeko. You know, he's asking, well, why didn't the Kashis organization, why didn't the Kashis organization be marked on this? They said you should answer the question. Huh? He what?
He's asking Echo.
What?
He's asking him about AKO, about the Echo.
Okay.
What was the question? I think Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. Why do I have to go to Dika on the Hefsher? It's in their head. They give a Hefsher, but it's on them to be. They are the Baal Nefesh that should be Machmer.
No, you're the one that's eating it. They're not eating it, you're eating it.
There's no offering somebody to go to Dika and everything I eat.
Why not? If you know they're not Matzah and Chodesh.
If they have a Hefsher and you trust the Hefsher, why is it my Hefsher?
Well, let's ask him. Are you Matzah and Chodesh? I'm sure not.
We write on it. If it's Yashim, we'll write on it.
Uh-huh.
We will. We'll write the word Yashim if we checked it out.
All right, so, okay. He says that it's marked on the packages Yashim or not. If it doesn't say Yashin, it's probably they're not Makbid.
Right.
It says Yashin, they're not Makbid on it. Most of the bakeries in Chicago, I think, are Yashin bakeries.
Right. Everyone.
Huh?
Everyone.
Everyone is, including Retz also?
I think not.
No, Retz is not. All the store is Jewel. Jewel is also not.
Don't
feel bakers
are strong.
Mallet,
can
I answer that one?
Yeah, huh? She's not Yashin. Okay. All right. Marianne also does baking?
Yeah. I don't think they're Yashin.
No, they're not. If they'd be Yashin, they we'd know about it. Okay. All right. All right. According to those sheetahs, that all that Chodesh is Asim and Atayah, and Salam and Atayah, if you give someone a straw and tell someone before you eat it, you would get Malchus. If you add a kazayim to it, you get Malchus. And this calls all hey mine dogan. Okay. I saw a chiddush in the sefer called Gedulei Chodesh. It brings down in Perek Beis and Allah. It brings down a chiddush gadol from Reb Chaim Kaneski and from the Shevet Alevi that not only is it also for you to eat it, you now have to schayer. You now have to do business. You now have to sell in the store. You now have to schayer with it. It's schayer devar matzurim. However, he brings down kamashitas that disagree. Since the ashitas are meko, so meko, there's no issa chodesh. It's not noik. If there's no issa, then there's no issa. Since the ashitas are meko, there's no issa of schayer. The same thing I saw in Chulis on Hogreis from Moshe Sternbach. And Cherek Bey Simen Shin Tzadik Vav, he's also Mako. He can do business with it. In a store, he keep it in the store and sell it. There's even a shayla in the achrayim if there's isa muksa. If let's say you're matma chodesh, it is a muksa. However, the extensive paiskim, there's no isa muksa, because since Rai, you can give it to a guy to eat, or you can give it to a dog to eat. So man, it's right for them, therefore it's no isa muksa. However, let me finish. However, I saw in the sefer Padis Yosef. Padis Yosef is on Chumash and Parshas Emma. He brings down a meister from the Baal Shem Tov. That he asked in a cholam. He asked in a cholam on Chodesh Manazeh, what's the din? And Shemaim, they answered him. This is what it's quoted. That after the Bach was lifted, they were tzan in Gehenim. They cooled off Gehenim for 40 days. The Chvar the Bach. And so after he saw this in the dream, the Baal Shem Tov got up in the morning and he said they should bring him some beer to drink right away. And he ran, he said, Kedai the Bach to the Kisemechanim Likadin. And same thing, if you look in the Stechemet, in Cherek Ches, in Mareches Chodesh, and everyone look up, it's page 1, because it's very hard to find in the Stechemet. In page 179, he means on Kama Achreinim, like the mention from Ram of Wim before, the Kama Achreinim, the Ameko, in the Issa of Chodesh Bizmanazah, in Chutzlots. I saw someone want to throw a monkey wrench in this whole thing. Moshe Sternbach, in Chulis and Huggis, in Chelik Aleph, in Simon Tofesh Nun Hey. He wants to say a Kiddush today that all these people who are Mekel on Chodesh, is only when the Sufik, it was Sufik, you're not sure if it's Chodesh or not. But Vada Chodesh is no Mokati Mekel. And he says, even though the Apaiskin are Mekel, even Vada Chodesh, these Paiskim were talking only in Europe, in Poland, in Poland and Russia. It was very hard to get any type of all grains. So Mela, that the Dawayashan, of Bazmaneno, does not be ticha to get these grains, today, you can find out. You should not be Zalgo, and Psaka, Shulchanor, and Darachainim, and therefore even Chutzot, you should be marked with Bazmanazer. Vanir Zaiti, that's not what the Baal Shem Tov says, not what Rabbim says. They're all Somach on the Shita Sabach, they're all Mikadin. You have a Shita Sabach, you have the Shita Ben Abarach that we mentioned with Somach on them, even the Chatzchila. So the Shita Sabach, even the Chatzchila. So my seek is Somach Lahako. Of course, if you walk into a store, and let's say you have on the shelf, you have two types of cookie. One type of cookie says Yashin, and one doesn't say Yashin on it, then you should buy, even though it costs a little bit more money, you should buy the one that's Yashin. Why not? But to go out of your way, let's say if there only is a store that's marked on Yashin, it's somewhere out on Dempster. And you live here, there's no store on the van. To go and spend 20 minutes to get you something marked, that probably you don't have to. But something you have a choice is nearby, why should you mark it on Yashin if it's an easy thing to keep it?
And what about things like flour and these things? Sometimes the Yashin has more taloyim.
If you did a chash of worms, the zichri should be makbet. Not to get Yashin. If the chash of worms, the shayla, these are the kamashitas to make on. If there's a chash of worms, then certainly you should dafki buy a fresh flour.
Right. How was your Moshe
made? Moshe was noig l'hokol. I know for a fact. I also know for a fact, this I heard from a member of the family, told me that once, in over here, there was some Talmidim from Brisk, from Chicago, that went to visit Moshe and they brought him some bread from Tel Aviv Bakery. They brought him some bread. So he said, listen, if you give it to me, I'll take it. You know what I mean? But I said, but to go out of my way to go buy, to tell my wife to go buy Dafka Yashin. And in New York, I don't think the bakers have so much makbid. In Borough Park, I'm not so sure they're makbid on Yashin. They are?
Yeah,
I'm always to be. I know, I have a friend of mine, old friend of mine. He told me he once went to Satmar Rebbe, a Brill. This is talking about in the 50s and the 60s. Around that time, he was a tumla, and he wanted to start making all the bakeries should keep Yashin in Williamsburg. He told me the story. He went to the Satmar Rebbe himself. He wanted to make so he went to Satmar Rebbe, and Satmar Rebbe told him, yes, he should make a tumla and try to get to change all the bakeries in New York, in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, to change into Yashin. So Satmar told him, there's more other things. If you want me in Sakan, I'll give you a list of things in Sakan. This you don't have to. This is Tanag L'Dayit to be Mekel. This is what the Satmar ever told him.
Maybe the Moshe and the Satmaro were talking, they were making, because there was a Sveka in this day of if the flower is not being used.
I don't know. I can't answer. I don't know.
The Bible is not based on a Sveka.
What?
The Bible is not based on a
The Bach is talking without a suffix. The Bach says Ladina. You have Derechani, you have Dudlina, you have Kama Shah, you have the Stechemed, you have Kama, you look in the Stechemed, he brings on Hevel Achrenim, they're all Michael, they want none to be Macharot, they held like the Bach Shita, they held there's no nothing. Not suffix, they held like the Bach. What? They have to what it said. It's only said in Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. It wasn't said in the Chutzlars.
Eretz
Yisrael today is the Raisa. Let's not apologize. As a Bronx Tagoy, we mentioned the Shita Pnei Yeshua. I want to say maybe it's Drabonim. But, yeah, but it's not. They have to, there's no Issa Chutzlars. It's not even the Raisa. It's not even Drabonim. It's nothing. It's Mutter.
But today, when they have you as a role of there's an Achoykus.
We have enough sheetahs to be Samachan that is not even, that can be Mako. It's not a Sophic Derisa. But that's not a Sophic Derisa.
That's what I'm asking. According to those that are Mako.
We hold it's not a Sophic Derisa. It's only Baal Nefesh Yachvah by the most. We hold it's not a Sophic Derisa. Chutzah to Mako.
Are you allowed to stand? Let's say you have a child in Israel.
We're going to get to that. Let's say something is baked in a cookies are made in Chutzah. If I say it to Eretz Yisrael, they have the Akpada. Or ask me, Dafka baked in Eretz Yisrael, we'll get to that.
According to those who are Magdis, is there a sheer bittul?
Huh? What do you mean bittul?
That
it goes in the Rekha Lach. If you hold it to Yitzhak Chodosh, it goes in the Rekha Lach of Yoideya. When it's bottle, Lach Balach, Yavish V'Yavish, it goes into those Kualim in Yoideya. In Simin Tzadi Ches. What? Yeah, it goes in the Kualim there. The whole Shaila, if Kemach is considered Yavish V'Yosha Lach Balach, that's the whole Shaila. We're not going to that right now. But Lamaisa, there's no Shaila Bittul. If they're using Yashin, they're using Yashin completely. If you're using the Chadash, you're using the Chadash completely. Alright. That's a different Shaila. There happens to be I don't know if you heard of the Sefer. The Sefer called Shal Sechuas Min Hashemayim. What's the Sefer? It was one of his Shainim. The Beis Yosef calls this Sefer a few times. Where he used to go to sleep at night and used to have a piece of paper by his bed. And he woke up and he wrote a Shaila on a piece of paper. And he woke up in the morning, he found an answer on the piece of paper. That's called Shaila, and the answer was Min Hashemayim. That's called Shaila. So if you look in that Dhamma, Sefer Shaila, Sefer Hashemayim, the whole Dhamma talks about what about Hashemayim he? If you want, take a look. He has a number of pages on that. But the mice said, brought down the Rishonim, this struck something. Someone struck him. All right. There's a Shaila. What? I don't think. I have one at home. Right. There's a Shaila in the Achreinim. Those who are the Mako on Chodesh and Chutzot. Once the guy with some kind of Bach Shita or Vogaram Shita. What's the din if you're being Kemach? In Eretz Yisrael today, even though they plant their flower from the Hemini Dagam, they plant there, but on Mises, it's not enough for and have to import it from Europe. Most of the time, it comes from Italy. That's what I'm told. Most of the flour that's in Eretz Yisrael comes from Italy. So the Chutzlars. So Shaila is, if it didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael, it grew only in Chutzlars. But in Eretz Yisrael, they made it into Issa, they made it into a Dovan, by the Yidden. What's the halacha? Is it also for Ben Eretz Yisrael? Is it also to eat it or not? There are three Shetas HaPaiskim on this. In Shas HaShulet Sitz HaKadosh, in Chelekal Simen Zayin, he brings down from Shmuel Salant. He was the head of the Chavedis in his time, and he says, even though, even according to Shetas, the Ameka Chodesh Chutzlaretz belongs to a guy, but since the Issa was done in Eretz Yisrael, the Kumah Alma, it's Asim and Atayah. And the same thing speaks out Dachiyaz of Chaim Eiza in Cherebei similar Amitess in Beis and Gimel. He says Machogz Bavi Shalmi in Pasul Adina. That is Osa, and the same thing is brought down from Chaim Kaneski. He holds like that also. You now teach from this though. That's the Shita of Shmuel Salant of Chaim Eiza of Chaim Kaneski. However, the Sefer Tzitzah Kodesh himself argues, and he says Dafka, if the Kemach belonged to a Yid in Chutzlatz, then this is a Chadash Min HaTorah, because there's no Shinoi Rishuris from Goy to Yisrael. But if it's a Shinoi, it's only Shinoi Mekamis and Chutzlatz Eretz Yisrael. So since it belongs to Yid, then you should be Matlab. But if it belongs to a Goy, then there's no problem. That's the second Shita. So let's say they get it from Italy, and they get it from Italy, and it belongs to Goyim, then there's no problem of Chadash in Chutzlatz in Eretz Yisrael. The third Shita is a Truman had three. It had three for a Pesach Tzvi Frank, and Tzvi Pesach Frank, and Chel Beis Simon Ayin. He argued, and Oiz Beis, he argues on everybody, and he says, it's Siddur Chalas Chutzlatz, and there's no Issa Chodesh at all. There's no Shalas Yitzchol. But let's, so that's only Shaila, if the flower was in Chutzlatz, and you made it a dough in Eretz Yisrael. But let's say, if you made the Issa in Chutzlatz, you baked it, you buy cookies in the store. Kosher cookies you buy in the store. And now you want to bring to Yisrael. You're trying to Yisrael. You're taking your suitcase and you're going to Yisrael. You have your sandwich. You're going to eat in Yisrael. You're going to eat cookies. You're going to feed children in Yisrael. Whatever it is, you carry on to Yisrael. So, if the Easter is made in Chutzlatz and Kosh came, if it's baked in Chutzlatz and then it's brought to Yisrael, then it's a din like doesn't have them like Eretz Yisrael at all, the Kuli Alma. The Machlokes is only if you hold like the Bach or not. If you mark it on the grains of Chutzlatz or not. But if you're not marking it, if you make it with Chutzlatz and you go there with a ready baked food already, baked from flour, then there's no, if you're not marking with Chutzlatz, there's nothing wrong with bringing it to Eretz Yisrael.
A big Kiddush.
But that's what they say.
You're right, yeah.
There's a Shailan Paiskim. There is awareness when you plant it before Pesach. How much before Pesach does it plant it that after Pesach could be Mutter no Shaila from Chodesh? There's a big Machlokes in the Paiskim. The Shach in Yeridaya. In Reish Tzadi Gimel Sifkon Beis brings down a Truma Sadashin that says you have to plant it, it has to be 3 days before Tzai Nissen. It has to be planted. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkon Tes is Mechiach like the Shach. So, however, Kirega over there in the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Gemara's Mashma, it has to be planted 2 weeks before. 2 weeks before Tzai Nissen. And the same thing sticks out in the Kudus HaKesef and Dogam Aravah and the Biagra and the Shagasaya and Kuntas Achadis and Mazayin, he take Paschim Medina, has to be at least 2 weeks before Pesach, has to be planted. If not, then you have to wait a whole year afterwards, the Shadow from Chodesh, all year round. There's a Chulam Ram Shik in Yeridaya, Simrei Tzadik Beis. He says, brings a riot to Chumas Hadashin, and at the end, which Chumas Hadashin was made for 3 days, but he ends off, the Ram Shik ends off, and says that Emerson, every grain is different. Certain grains are mashish faster than another one. So Mela, certain ones are cut before other ones. So Mela, it's not clear what the halach is. There's a tshuva on Michis Yitzchak. In Chelek Vav, Simim Mem Gimel, he says, that's right for some sefer like the Ramshik. However, he says, Ladina, the Malkam Shas at Chak, where there's no, you need chitim for matzahs, and there's no chitim, there's no chitim around. You give a semach lahakel. I don't know how they baked. He's talking in London. They bake in the matzahs in England. However, in America, they can only use the grain. The grain they use is only for matzahs. They only use the winter grain. So usually there's no problem. All right. The chashash of hey mini dogam. What are the hey mini dogam? It's chitim, which is wheat, tzayin, which is barley, kaitzmim, which is spelt, Shibai Lashuel is oats. Shifun is rye. Those are all the five minim that a person should be makbid on. You know, it's sometimes oats. Cereals. You have these cereals, Cheerios are made from oats. The number of cereals that would run into these problems if you makbid on Chodesh. I know people who are in Chicago makbid Chodesh. They buy themselves, they buy barley. You need it for charcoal for barley. So they buy ready for 6 months. Usually barley, they say by October, sometimes November, depends on the crop. By October, you already have to really buy barley until after Pesach. So they buy, but since they're afraid it gets full of worms, so what they do is they put it in the freezer. They put it in the freezer, they keep it in a real cool place. They should not get worms. And these, Moshe, all these stores that are makbid on Chodesh, Moshe, like Tov Bakery, I think they store it, they put it in storage places which they shouldn't get full of worms or bugs. So what they do is they keep it in a very cool place, no? In the refrigerator? Yes. What's fumigated?
Places that are holding the yoshin flour fumigated.
Poison in the air.
What's that?
More buggy, that's what it is.
Huh?
English for more buggy.
You mean it gets more bugs on it, you mean?
Not in the freezer.
They fumigate some metal, so... All right. Yeah. So it, once they fumigate, some bugs can't come to the light, you mean? All right. However, all other kidneys, like buckwheat, millet, rice, all kinds of beans, is not negated Issa Chodesh. Issa Chodesh is only these Hemin and Dagan, and not more than. Now in America, let's talk about America. In America, there are two plantings for wheat. It's one called as winter crop. There's two plantings in America. One is called the winter crop, and one is called the spring crop. The winter crop is planted before winter, and it's harvested in the middle of spring. So since it's planted before winter, so maybe the Ashrosh is way before Pesach. So maybe since you go back to Ashrosh, you don't go when the wheat is grown already. It's only done. You go back to Ashrosh like mentioned before, 2 weeks before Pesach, 3 days before Pesach. But if it's a few months of Pesach, the Kulam is no Shaila. So since you go back to Ashrosh, so if it's a winter crop, there's no problem of Chodesh. The spring crop is planted beginning of spring, and it's harvested in the end of summer. So then it's a problem. The spring crop, if you're makbid in Chutzlah, on Chodesh, then you have a problem in the spring crop. And it's a problem of Chodesh until the following Pesach. And that's so. Usually, let me just finish. In Eretz Yisrael, there's usually no problem of Chodesh, since always there's Manzvir's beginning of winter. Like you mentioned before, there always in Eretz Yisrael there's only one planting, and they only planted before beginning of winter, and the Ksir is after Pesach. So certainly there's no problem then. Now there are certain foods that are always Yashan. Matzahs. I'm told that the difference between the winter crop and spring crop is the winter crop is more coarse, it's more hard, and the spring crop is usually the flour is very soft. So Marshall make matzahs. Matzahs, you need something that's coarse. So matzahs is always never a problem. All your matzahs is no problem. It's always yashan. Crackers, pie crust. These things are always they have to use to make the pie crust. You have to have a hard type of flour. Makes it crisp. So they use it from the winter crop. certain foods are always a problem of Chodesh. Barley. They only plant barley in the spring crop. It's like the oats. Oats are always a problem. Always. That's why there's people who are marked on cereals and so on. So they buy enough and they put in the freezer. They keep in a place where it won't get any bugs. Breads. Now breads, and challis, they usually use spring flour. Normal breads that are made all year round are spring flour. So we'll run a problem of chadash. However, rye is always yashin, I'm told. However, when you buy rye bread, it's not really rye bread. They're called rye bread, but usually they use mainly spring flour on it. So since they use spring flour on it, so maybe it's mixed together. They have some rye in there, but it's mainly mixed with spring flour. So maybe then you have a problem. If you mark by chodesh, then you have a problem with rye bread also. You want to hear something? Any other questions?
When did spring start? Like this year, Pesach was in the late spring.
Yeah.
So they did the planting beforehand and just.
I don't know. I don't know.
But it's totally in the Ashrosh, isn't it?
Totally in Ashrosh, when it catches root.
Even the winter crop, aren't
they? Winter crop is done in the beginning of winter.
So it's only. Comes
after Pesach, right.
It doesn't hit the
market. It does, but it'll come to the market only after Pesach.
Oh, it doesn't hit the market
until after Pesach, right. The planting is done before Pesach. Before in the winter, the winter crop, and they only cut the grain, they cut the grain after Pesach.
I have Herman's.
Moshe, what?
I have his lesson, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Says for spring wheat and barley, even the raw USDA raw data indicated that most of the new crop was planted after Pesach, making them Roiv Chodesh.
Okay, got your answer. Yeah. So it's a problem.
Yeah, and if, and also on oats.
Oats also? And barley?
But he sent a follow-up email afterwards.
Oh, this is a follow-up
email. The one where he said that, but the extra animal consumption, most
that's
of the nourishment.
That's
but
why it's a problem.
But the Canada one, yeah.
Yeah, that, it's a problem.
Right. So then there is.
He doesn't talk about barley.
You don't talk about barley? But I know barley is only in the. Sometimes they. Rabbi Herman says sometimes it says November, sometimes it says October.
Beer.
What?
Beer.
Beer, there are some sheeters that want to make a beer because after you make it, you know, even you mark on chodesh, some people want to make on beer because they say it's only Zeya Be'alma, but we don't accept it. That's a facade. We hold that there's a. And the rise from the story from the Baal Shem Tov. He was he had beer right after he had the dream. So you see from that story, you see that you don't see math. Any other questions? Okay, she's over. What? Oh. Is anyone who's not on the email, please notify. If not seeing email, should please notify if you add your name to email address at the sign-up sheet.